Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
To forgive is to release a debt, is to commend into God's hands things that others have done to us, to hurt us, to sin against us. And so I'm not sure if that kind of perfect forgiveness is necessary, but I would concur because that's exactly what Jesus says in Matthew 6, and he returns to it in Matthew 18, where he says at the end of one of his parables, he talks about how in Matthew 18:35, he says, "My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart, that you won't be forgiven either." But in the context of that, this is the parable of the two servants, where the one servant owes his master a gazillion dollars. It's so much he can never pay it back. The master graciously forgives that debt. But then that servant goes out and demands a relatively small debt to be paid back by one of his fellow servants, and he will not release that debt. And so if I understand this parable right, the point Jesus is making is we forgive others because we always keep in mind the great sin debt that we have been forgiven, that we could never repay it, and thank God for Jesus. And because of that, we forgive others of these relatively small potatoes kinds of offenses. And so what I think Jesus is getting at, if you don't get that, you don't get the gospel. Mm-hmm. That this is core to what the gospel is. We are forgiven a great sin debt that we could never repay on our own, and that changes us so that we have a heart to forgive others when they sin against us. And if you don't have that heart, it is reason to step back and say, do I even grasp the gospel accurately?
Yeah, and from the heart. I like the second passage you pointed to in Matthew 18, that this is not just, well, I'm going to forego punishment. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to punish you for what you've done to me, but I'm still going to kind of nurse it and put it. No, that the forgiveness is a real letting go of the heart, and I totally agree. My first reaction when this question was raised was to say the same thing. This really just shows at a very basic level whether you understand the gospel. Mm-hmm. If you refuse, if you withhold, and obviously we get hurt and that's real, and you know, we don't need to pretend like things that are hurtful don't really hurt us. But if you aren't willing to do what God has done for you, it doesn't seem like you really get the gospel, even the basics of it.
This is a pretty good time of the year to be talking about it, too, because yeah. A lot of people are thinking about the death and resurrection of Christ. And I think sometimes, Neil, we muddle the gospel and we start talking about, well, when we become a Christian, we're trusting God that he's going to be with us, or that we're trusting God that he's going to help us through the challenges of life, or that we acknowledge that he's God's son. And all those things are really good things, but the core is we come to trust that Jesus' death pays the penalty of our sin so we can be forgiven. If that isn't at the center of it all, we're, like Jesus would say, we're close to the kingdom, but we're not there yet.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.